Well, well. What do we have here? Fancy meeting a sweet morsel like yourself in the back alleys of such a decadent yet wicked city. You must be lost, you cute little thing. Perhaps you ought to find better friends. After all, friends like that, who needs enemies? Oh, and speaking of enemies, perhaps we ought to move our conversation somewhere safer. Judging from the stony expression on your face, perhaps not. Really, it was for your sake. And somewhat for mine, I suppose. I just got my nails done, and I would hate to get into a scuffle with other interested parties. I don't think you understand, my dear. Sweet, juicy, plump human morsels like yourself are a rarity in these back streets. Why, even now, I can already feel curious eyes peering at us from the shadows. Can't you feel them? That strange chill running up and down your spine. Ah, yes. Intuition. In some situations. Yes, you would do better to ignore it, but here... No, 'tis best to listen to what your gut tells you. And just what does your gut tell you, my adorable little shy mouse? Yes, it does, doesn't it? Better the devil you know than the devil you don't. And yet... Perhaps I'm no better than those watching us from the darkness, the other creatures of the night who'd like nothing more than to steal you away from me. Perhaps I'm worse. And oh dear, wouldn't that be quite the pickle? What a strange saying. What does a pickled cucumber have to do with being in peril? You humans have such quaint sayings. Oh, I haven't been human in... Perhaps best if we don't get into that particular bag of worms. Another quaint saying. You humans, so adorable, so whimsical, so delicious. Oh? Why are you backing away? Surely you're not afraid of me, are you? Especially not after I've taken such great pains to make myself alluring and so damned approachable. Indeed, you ought to feel complimented. I'm used to being approached, not the other way around. It's far easier that way, you understand, to be the flame that draws the moth. But perhaps I do not burn brightly enough for you? Pity. Still, I suppose it's not all bad. I do so enjoy the chase. It's the predator in me, you understand. So please, do us both a favor. Go ahead. Run. I'll even give you a 10-second head start. Oh, but I do feel compelled to warn you. Remember I said that I'm not the only monster interested in that rich, warm, crimson liquid flowing through your veins? Why, who knows what might happen to you if one of the other interested parties get their claws into you. I promise, they will look far less appealing than yours truly. And, well, if you're doomed to give up that lifeblood of yours, wouldn't you rather give it to a veritable walking goddess such as myself? I can promise that you'll feel no pain. It'll be nothing more than a pinprick on your index finger. Unlike the rest of those uncouth beasts lurking about in the shadows, I am very well acquainted with restraint and decorum. No doubt it comes from my centuries of walking on this earth. You'd be amazed how much one can pick up in that amount of time. You'd rather not? Oh, but my dear child, I don't think you're in the position to refuse. I'm taking you, whether you want it or not. Oh, but alas, I do have the most detestable habit of playing with my, food. Now, come to me, my adorable little pet. Oh, yes, I've decided that I'm going to keep you. You're far too charming to suck dry. At least, at this very moment. I do so admire your spirit. I can see how badly you're shaking, the way you're quaking in your boots, and yet you still somehow have the courage to attempt to deny me. To defy me. Yes, I can sense that the next few years are going to be an absolute hoot. Another one of your charming human colloquialisms. Now, come here. Come. Up close, you're even more adorable than I initially thought. I promise I'll be a good mistress to you, my charming little pet. I do so enjoy the sensation of my lips against soft, warm, human flesh. The quivering against my teeth. What a positively intoxicating sensation. My darling, your blood is truly a rare vintage. Trust me, I would know. Gods only know how much blood I've taken throughout the past 3 centuries I've wandered this earth. More and more, I'm starting to wonder if our meeting wasn't fate. Oh, you see, I've only just recently lost my Renfield. You do know what a Renfield is. don't you? It's a... I suppose the term servant might be the closest approximation. But servant in itself is so... limiting. A Renfield is so much more. They are companion, lover, friend, protector, protectee. Now that you are mine, my dearest, I would stop at nothing for you. However... Don't look away, darling. Look at me. Look into my eyes. See the truth that shines within. I would not hesitate to leave you behind if you ever so much as think to betray me. Do you understand me? Nod if you understand. Good. Oh, don't worry about the other beasties of the night. They've seen me take your blood. They know the pact we've made. They might possess inferior intelligence, but they know enough to be aware that if any of them tries to harm you, touch you in any way, I'll lop off the offending member immediately. And that's before I take their head. Oh, my dear, that's just how it's done here in our world. It's the only way we can show ownership. Yes, I own you now. You should feel proud, you know. There's only a precious few humans lucky enough to become Amelia Rockford's Renfield. My, you really are a cheeky thing, aren't you? I can only recall one Renfield who dared ask me such a thing, and the other two were far too reticent to even broach such a topic with me. As for your question, no. That is not the name I was born with, but it's a close approximation. Now, enough questions. Shall we, then? I've got a great deal of appointments tonight, and I just cannot wait to show you off to my friends. It's time to embrace your new life as my Renfield. Dearest.